This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
The reproduction number of coronavirus disease in Metro Manila could fall below 1 in the next 3 weeks, according to independent research group OCTA. Reproduction number refers to the rate of transmission of infection. It indicates how many people a single individual with COVID-19 can infect. OCTA research fellow Dr. Guido David on Wednesday, September 1, said Metro Manila's reproduction number has decreased to 1.43 on August 31 from 1.56 on August 24. David said that Metro Manila may begin to see decreasing number of COVID-19 cases by the first or second week of September. He then explained that the first indications that the situation has started to improve were the observed decreases in the COVID growth rate and reproduction number or infection rate. Complacency among the public may be one of the factors in the continued surge of COVID-19 cases in the country, an expert said Wednesday, September 1. In a virtual briefing, Dr. Carl Henson of the Philippine Society for Microbiology and Infectious Disease said that multiple factors are contributing to the current surge of the virus aside from the highly transmissible Delta variant. According to a recent survey, only 89% of Filipinos nationwide are using face masks, while 70% use face shields. The expert said this can possibly be because of quarantine fatigue. Following the minimum health standards such as observing physical distancing, hand washing, wearing of face masks, as well as face shields still helps in preventing transmission of virus, Henson reiterated. The Commission on Elections has approved the conduct of voter registration in areas under the Modified Enhanced Community Quarantine or MECQ. According to COMELEC spokesperson James Jimenez's tweet, on Wednesday, the registration will start on September 6 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in areas under MECQ. On Tuesday, the National Citizens Movement for Free Elections or NAMFREL said the COMELEC should at least extend the voter registration period in areas that were placed under lockdowns. Metro Manila is one of the areas under MECQ from September 1 to September 7. The Intertropical Convergence Zone remains the dominant weather system in the country, according to PAGASA's Wednesday, September 1 Weather Bulletin. Weather specialists said that the country is going through a monsoon break as the effects of the southwest monsoon, locally called Habagat, has temporarily weakened. In the next 24 hours, the ITZZ will continue to affect the country and will bring cloudy skies with scattered rain, showers, and thunderstorms over Metro Manila, Calabarzon, Mimaropa, Aurora, Bicol, Western and Central Visayas. Meanwhile, the rest of the country will have partly cloudy to cloudy skies with isolated rain showers or thunderstorms. PAGASA has not monitored a weather disturbance that may develop in the next 2 days.
The World Health Organization has said it is monitoring a new coronavirus variant known as MU, which was first identified in Colombia in January. NU, known scientifically as B1621, has been classified as a variant of interest, the global health body said Tuesday in its weekly pandemic bulletin. The World Health Organization said the variant has mutations that indicate a risk of resistance to vaccines and stressed that further studies were needed to better understand it. The WHO currently identifies 4 COVID-19 variants of concern, including Alpha, which is present in 193 countries, and Delta, present in 170 countries. 5 variants, including MU, are to be monitored. Actress Mahal, whose real name is Noemi Tesorero, passed away yesterday evening, August 31. Her death was confirmed by her sister Irene Tesorero on Facebook. Mahal was last seen in the vlog of her love Tim Mura or Alan Padua when she visited him in Ginubatan, Albay in Bicol. Details of her interment are yet to be announced. The 60th edition of Miss International Beauty Pageant, scheduled in Japan later this year, has been cancelled. This was announced by Akemi Shimomura, chairperson of International Culture Association, on Facebook on August 31. In its statement, the association said that they are taking into consideration the health and safety issues as well as the ongoing global impact caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The country's representative to the Miss International pageant is Binibining Pilipinas International 2021, Hannah Arnold. The House of Representatives on Tuesday, August 31, unanimously approved on third and final reading the proposed Hidilyn Diaz Act that would exempt from taxes all bonuses, gifts, and incentives received by national athletes for winning international sports competitions. House Bill 9990 proposed to amend Republic Act No. 10699 or the National Athletes and Coaches Benefits and Incentives Act and clarify tax provision of the National Internal Revenue Code in connection with the grant of financial benefits to successful national athletes. The approval of the bill came as 2020 Tokyo Olympics weightlifting gold medalist Hidilyn Diaz and three other medal winners continue to receive cash incentives, gifts, and other bonuses given by government and the private sector in appreciation of their sports achievements. On a more serious news, Philippine Boxing Hall of Famer and 1998 Seoul Olympics bronze medalist Leopoldo Cervantes passed away Wednesday morning due to complications of chronic pulmonary disease. He was 59 years old. Motorola's newest mobile device, the Moto G55G, is one lightweight and powerful device. Running with the latest Android 11 OS and a MediaTek MT6833 Dimensity 700 processor, it gives processing power needed no matter how much multitasking you are doing on your phone. Its camera's night vision function produces one of the most beautiful and stunning images at night. All this and more in Tech Talk every Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Tech News Online Facebook page.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.